And joining us, 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today?
I'm well, and you?
I'm doing well myself. Thank you very much. Lots of things to talk about. Let's start off with some legislation in Lansing. First up, you've got some legislation to talk about that's kind of in context with the Larry Nassar affair.
We do. Last week, the Senate took up multiple bills regarding what happened with Larry Nassar to address criminal sexual conduct and assault of our young people and, frankly, adults. And so the legislation was passed out, but it does allow for a look back on the civil action so that individuals that were assaulted actually can take a civil action and hold Michigan State University accountable along with any other government entity, as well as those within the private. And so in addition to that, we've also increased the number of people that have an obligation reporting. We had so many coaches that did not report, and or if they did report, it wasn't carried forward. And so this is an additional requirements of who does have to report, whether it's a bus driver, it's a coach, it's an assistant coach. If something does happen, we need to make sure that that information gets to the right people so that we can make sure it stops and no further victims happen. And so hopefully the House will review the legislation and move something forward as well. But on top of that, just yesterday we took and had a hearing on Senate Bill 897, Senator Shirky's committee on Michigan competitiveness. And what it actually does is talks about with Michigan's unemployment currently now right around 4%, those that are able-bodied workers that are collecting Medicaid, are collecting state assistance, if you are able to work, there becomes a work requirement or at least an education requirement that you're going out and proving yourself, whether you're getting your GED, you're going to get a certificate to go to work, you're going to actually start working. And so we've started taking hearings on this to require some type of work and or self-benefit, self-improvement as you move forward. And I think that's a positive thing as we move forward and we have such low unemployment where the taxpayers are paying out to help individuals that need that helping hand. I think that that's a positive, but at the same time, if you are able to do self-improvement or you're able to get out and work, we want to make sure that is part of what's happening as well. So it was an interesting hearing. I know that we have more to come, but it was one that I think is at least at a minimum worth the discussion, but also I think that opportunity for individuals to get out and continue to do improvement is a positive. And so probably the other big one that we've learned over the last little bit is with school safety and public safety.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing to learn that with the OK to Save program, we've had huge, huge success. And whether you text it or you go online to OKToSave.com and report something, if you're concerned about an individual, just this week we had an individual stop who possibly could have been a threat to other students. And so it's a valuable tool. About 500 sometimes tips come in that are being followed up, not only by the state police, by the locals. In these times when we have so much uncertainty about our public school safety, using the OK to Save program is something I think Michigan is leading the nation on. There's other things that, with school safety, whether we're going to continue on the budget to look at investing in our schools to find other ways to make sure that we're protecting our kids and or other discussions as well. But it was amazing to learn, and if not looked at the OK to Say, I would highly recommend getting out. Go to OKToSay.com. Just look at it and see the results for yourself. So it was amazing to learn that as well.
Now, speaking of public schools, you've been kind of touring a few of them. March Reading Month, you've been doing some reading to some kids, haven't you?
I have, and just, I think it was last week, I was over at Holy Family in Tawas, and the kids were outstanding. What an amazing group, and just having up tour that school as well. So if there are other schools that are hearing and they do want to book some time for me to get out and read to the young kids, we're definitely looking for those opportunities and would love that opportunity to do that. So just call my office at 855-347-8036. Probably the other big thing right now in Lansing is just the budget. We're starting to report budget, and the big one that was just reported this week from the Senate was the Senate's proposal on K-12 budget and a record amount to be invested in K-12 education in our schools at $14.7 billion. That equals about $115 to $230 per pupil increase over the $7,600 that we currently get per pupil. And so it's exciting to see the continued investment. We've invested over $2 billion now with this getting us up to almost $14.7 billion. So I was very pleased to see the Senate leading that. It's actually, I think, $100 million over what the governor actually had proposed. As the budget moves forward, definitely keeping an eye on that. But education always is one of the top things that we want to keep an eye on. And so I was excited to see Senator Hansen and the subcommittee make this recommendation.
Very good. Well, Jim, you've been a busy person. Always a pleasure to get the chance to catch up with you. And again, you gave out the phone number a little earlier. One more time, the phone number if somebody needs to reach you to talk more about what we've talked about today.
All right. It's 855-347-8036 or www.senatorjimstamas.com. And at my website, as we know, it's tax season. There are helpful pamphlets and other contacts from the website you can also use. So feel free to take a look at the website at www.senatorjimstamas.com. And if you have any other questions, give us a call.
State Senator Jim Stamas. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend. Have a safe and wonderful Easter season, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Sounds great, Kevin. Thank you so much. Happy Easter to you as well.